I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. When America entered World War I, Georgia entered a new era in which the military began to loom large in our state. In 1917, Georgia already had five major military installations: Fort McPherson, south of Atlanta, Fort Oglethorpe near the Tennessee border, Augusta's Arsenal and Camp Hancock, and Fort Screven on Tybee Island. The War Department opened Camp Gordon in Chambly, the training site of the famous 82nd All-American Division, and Camp Benning in Columbus, eventual home to the U.S. Infantry. Souther Field near Americus prepared almost 2,000 pilots for European combat, and Georgia's National Guard trained at Augusta's Camp Hancock and Camp Wheeler in Macon. Beyond battlefield losses, 130 Georgians were killed in September 1918 when the Otranto, a British transport ship, went down in a storm in the Irish Sea. Georgia was home to more training camps than any other state, a significant contribution to the war to end all wars after American entry on April 17, 1917, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.